Jack Posobiec, social media fact-checkers are thin veneer to control freedom of speech. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 19, 2022. Jack Posobiec, senior editor at Human Events and host of Human Events Daily, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that social media fact-checkers are a thin veneer to control freedom of speech. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow sat down with Posobiec at Turning Point USA's recent America Fest conference in Phoenix, Arizona, where he warned that the woke are in charge of social media, and that censorship will ramp up ahead of the 2022 midterms. They are going to try to get as much restrictions, in terms of policy, on social media to kick off as many populists, and conservatives, and people who love their country, people who are traditional thinkers, whether you're on the left or the right, before 2022 comes around, he said. Posobiec continued. Because they know that come 2023, when the new Congress comes in, which we all know is going to happen, that they are going to get hit. They are going to get slapped down. So they are going to do everything they can to situate themselves with crackdowns, with banhammers, prior to coming into this. And Facebook, or Meta, went full mask off with this in court the other day when they said, "Our fact checks are opinions," Posobiec added, referring to when Facebook admitted in court last month that its fact checks are just opinion. "We all knew that," Posobiec said of Facebook's admission, noting that these so-called fact-checkers on social media are a thin veneer to control freedom of speech in the United States. They're admitting in court that essentially, it is just a thin veneer, a patina for big tech, to be able to wield sovereign power over freedom of speech, he said. "We decide who speaks, we decide who is silent," Posobiec said of social media fact-checkers. And similarly to Australian authorities clad in hazmat suits holding people in COVID internment camps, big tech are the guys in the hazmat suits that say, "You are unclean, you are impure, your thoughts are criminal," and then use that as their excuse to engage in censorship, he said. Watch the full interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.